to let the same words in my song. What up, what up, what up? You're hanging out with Empress Journey and it's going up in the studio. I got my man to the left and he trilled to this. Yeah, I messed that all up. I was almost ready. I was almost there, bitch. Don't look so underwhelmed by that freestyle. I was trying.
I mean,
I tried my best.
Here we is, though, bitch. Here back we in the thing. Straight like Dizzle.
All up in the studio, doing it one more again. I'm excited, because finally, y'all don't understand, since the very first time we did Dirty Mac, I have been on a nonstop hunt just for like a year and a half.
Really?
I'm dead ass. Like,
For more dirty mackery
and more questions to be answered and all that. Y'all, I've twisted my ankle like the same flipping ankle twice. I twisted it in Colombia with Izzy, and then that was way back in February. And then day before yesterday,
way back in February,
I twisted it again.
It hurts. Like,
in my own damn house, I threw all my groceries to the ground and just sat there and cried to myself. Sometimes I cry, baby. Ooh, ooh. Okay. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I cry.
Wrong song. We doing Eric Benet's version.
The good version, then.
I just got to fake it. You ain't hear my little tone, like you see it. Fake it.
I hear
you. You see it. You know I got them vocals. Anyway, coming at you with part two of the Dirty Mac. And you know the crazy part is, I found us a Dirty Mac sample. But I guess, you know, I couldn't find him doing it. So I guess I'm going to have to do it. And we're going to have to finagle it later. With your dirty ass. You ain't never seen that little comedian. He'd be like, with your dirty ass.
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, my God. He's so hilarious. Talking about Hood Rex. Talking about Hood Rex going off on him on a bus. They're like, what up? What it do with your dirty ass? Kanika's recommending it. He do it better than I do it.
Look, Hood Rex.
I got to find it again. From the hood. Issues over here. So, let's get this shit popping because I got a question. Should we start off slow? Or should we go in for the gusto? Should we go hit big with these questions right off that bitch? Or should we ease into it?
I don't know. Whichever one is I said go for the gusto.
All right, let's put on that Esther Dean. She has a new sitting up here giving her love. She has a new album that just came out and I was listening to it the other day. Very interesting. I had flashbacks to Empire. I swear I did. And after y'all listen to this here tune called Keeper, I think y'all gonna understand why I was feeling this way. So, let's put on Keeper. Yep. We'll talk about it on the flip end.
How you let a bad motherfucker like you go? How you let a cold ass bitch like you roll? See what I see, man, I don't know. He must have got a bruise or a bump on his ego. And had him slipping, got his bitch go. And I hope he don't come around here, man, like I'm new around here. I'ma show him what to do around here. Have a fucking real good around here. And I hope he don't come around here, man, like I'm new around here. I'ma show him what to do around here. Have a fucking real good around here. Had him slipping out, bitch gone. And I hope he don't come around here, man, like I'm new around here. I'ma show him what to do around here. Have a fucking real good around here. And I hope he don't come around here, man, like I'm new around here. I'ma show him what to do around here. Have a fucking real good around here. Shorty is a keeper. Yeah, she's a keeper. Let that nigga then keep her. I'ma make her mine.
a keeper. Why didn't you keep her, nigga? Shorty's a keeper. Why didn't you keep her, nigga?
Shorty's a keeper, and I'm gon' keep her. Fuck that nigga, I'm not letting her go.
Shorty's a keeper.
Now, after the curl, after y'all stop clutching y'all pearls as I did, what is the consensus on this track here, Bishop?
That's not really Dirty Mac, you know, because he said to do it, let her go, so boom. That is an acceptable Mac play right there. Part of
not Dirty Mac. We got some sound effects, y'all. We can work on that. We can work on that out during the day.
A big part of not Dirty Mackin is like, you know, nigga, wait your turn. That's like a whole part of the game.
I can dig it. I can dig it. So let's see. Okay, I think I successfully found a Dirty Mac song. So let's go ahead and put on that Trey Songz. Can't help but wait.
Then turn right around and forgive. I can't take to see your face with those tears run down your cheeks. But what can I do? I gotta stay true, cause deep down I'm still a G, and I don't wanna come between you and your man. Even though I know I treat you better than he can, girl, I can't help but wait till you get that with him. It don't change. It ain't fresh to just let him call the shots. You're a queen, you should be getting all that someone's got. You should be rocking the latest in purses, bracelets, and watches. You're worth much more than an occasional I love you, I'm thinking of you, and I don't wanna come between you and your man, no. Even though I know I treat you better than he can, but wait till you get that with him. It don't change.
Can't help but wait
till you see that with me it ain't the same.
Can't help but wait
till you see you for what you really are.
Baby girl, you are a star, and I can't help but wait.
Get it together. So I'm gonna play my position. Let you catch what you've been missing. I'm calling out, girl, cause I can't help but wait till you get that with him. It don't change.
Can't help but wait
till you see that with me it ain't the same.
Can't help but wait
till you see you for what you really are.
Baby girl, you are a star.
Baby, it don't change.
Can't help but wait
till you see that with me
That's a definite Dirty Mac song right there. One of the main pillars of Dirty Mac is you got another name in your game. And he started off talking about the other nigga like, he don't do this, he don't do that. But I'm going to be so much better than this nigga.
So was he also selling a dream?
I mean, you know, that always remains to be seen. He definitely selling the grass greener. He definitely selling that. But I mean,
so what's the part of the grass greener package? Is that under the dream, or is that like neck and neck with the dream? What's the levels to this shit? It's levels to this shit, obviously.
Yeah, there's definite levels, and it go from complete hocus pocus on up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas talk that shit just to get the bird, but once flammery? You got it, don't let that shit happen.
Are you referring to the flammery?
Yeah.
Dropping that flam-tastic
Some niggas, that's just their game, though. They sell a dream. Whether we talking about, we might be talking about lie game. Yeah. We might be talking about them just fake game. You never know, man. Niggas might be trying to trick them, Robin, Peter, and PayPal. You never know, yo.
True. You so deep, bitch. I swear, I just resonated that on like 19 different levels, trying to get his new bitch to pay for his old bitch.
Hey, that's how it be.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know, I don't know, though. These are things that I encounter in my travels. I ain't into a whole bunch of shit like that, though. I'd be liking to keep it 100. Damn. If this is what we want to do, let's do that. If we want to do something else, let's discuss doing something else. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig that, though.
But the lie going to always sound better than the truth. It's going to be more palpable. It's why they telling it.
Mm-hmm. That's like the mortgage game back in the day. You know, oh, you can't afford this $1 million house? I'll give you this $1 million house for $500 a month. You in there. And then all of a sudden, what happened after about 5 years? Bam! Your real mortgage come out.
Yep. I meant to say palatable versus, that's something like I said, palpable.
You almost said it.
Palatable is the word I meant to say. I thought about that.
We respect that good vocabulary you got. I be learning plenty of words from you.
If I'm
going
to try to throw it out there, you know what I'm saying? I got to make sure it be correct. Because there might be somebody sitting back like, man, this nigga think he be saying some big shit, but that shit be wrong.
You know me, I just don't care. I got an English degree and still fuck your words up.
I mean, you know
me. It's just what I do.
But hey.
I remember my daddy one time looked at me, she said, sometimes I wonder if you really went to college. Several times.
Yeah. My vocabulary was big before I got to college, though. I mean, that's one of the benefits of
My vocabulary
going to a
that.
Good public school. Not all public schools are bad.
True.
I happened to catch a good one, like a couple of years while I was up, and I learned more like per capita in like that one little stretch of time than I did like back. Then I put back in regular school. That shit really was kind of easy. Like, oh, that's it?
Hey, I'm trying to tell you.
Biggest problem was behavioral problems. But we're not even going down.
That ain't got down. We're not going
to
talk about
going
it.
Going to the public school system, my opinion's there to which. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to say, but I'm a product of the public school, and I had a good GPA. But, I mean, I was also clutch all pearls to this. The one that was sitting in the hallways. I couldn't even, every time I stepped my foot in French class, Mademoiselle Carenzo would say, shit, go back in the hallway. And had a seat out there for me. She didn't want me to even come in her class. What did I do that was so bad? Same thing I do now. I just ask realistic questions and people get mad. Don't get mad because I'm inquisitive. I want to know these things. I want to know why her pants was always under her titties and why she stuck her tie in her pants. And she gonna try to tell my mama on me. My mama said, I was mad until I met you. And I see why she cussed you out. I was in ISS several times.
Into suspension.
Yes! They kept sending me for some reason. Like, I was doing something. And then the little bad boys dubbed me little badass.
Little badass.
Little badass. And I'm like, I don't even be doing shit. I'm a victim. I had a couple of teachers just really didn't fuck with me. Which is cool. I'm not for everybody.
Teacher doesn't like me.
I mean, but that was a lot. I went to the dub. We had that a lot.
I didn't go to school here, so I'm not really. I mean, I'm curious to know what it was like.
Let me tell you, we had this one teacher. I can't remember his name. He's funny. Anybody from West Charlotte can vouch to this what I'm about to say. But he was one of those teachers. I guess he seen Dangerous Minds one too many times, thinking he gonna come down to the ghetto and save the little Negro children with a leather jacket on or something. So he gonna buck up at this dude. No, a good deal. Well, this nigga is about 29 up in the 11th grade. You might not want to fuck with this nigga. He's a real life thug. Like, super, you know, it's some regular, thugs, and it's some bootleg thugs, and you got your real life thugs. Well, they ain't got to say shit. We just know what they do. Word. So he gonna sit there and scream on the thug. I understand it. Trying to get your discipline. Trying to show your ass. I get it. So this nigga stood up, pushed him on the wall. That's the, you know, he pissed on himself, ran outside, and never was to be seen again.
Yeah. the last part of that sentence is definitely, that once you done pissed on yourself,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap for whichever, wherever you was at that point.
It's just like, just don't even go back there. In front of the whole class, y'all, I lied to y'all not. And then, you know what? So much ruckus. You can't just have something like that and everybody just gonna silently giggle. Since it was that, and then I went to a black school. So it was like, so everybody running outside. And the then everybody school, see him rap. Right there running with his pants on.
It was completely out of control.
Yeah, it was. It was. We had that a couple of times, y'all.
You'd have that.
Yeah, don't come down there with your Dangerous Minds and your leather coat thinking you're going to save the Negroes.
So we had a nigga come. This nigga didn't watch Dangerous Minds. He watched goddamn Joe Clark play.
He was Batman.
Nah, this nigga was there. This nigga was ready, yo. That nigga chest up on our homeboy damn on the boxing shit, dog. For real. Grown ass man. Damn, I mean, you know, we was wild niggas, true enough.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we wasn't necessarily causing no trouble. You know, niggas, damn.
Was he being extra?
A little bit, damn. You know, niggas was problem with authority to a degree.
I would say, but you got mini grown niggas going through them changes. You know, that ego be in the play.
Man, is that. Plus, is damn, you know. Nigga's damn father might not even be in the home. Now you got some other nigga down, come try to tease him. Nigga, you ain't my fucking daddy, nigga.
I don't even know who my daddy is.
I know who he is, but I don't listen to him, you know what I'm saying?
I know who all them niggas is.
But damn, yeah, we went on the bus one day. That nigga was like, damn, for the sake of argument, we would call him Chad. His name was not Chad, but we just gonna call him Chad.
He listens to the show? Friend of the show, Chad.
I mean, he might.
Look, friend of the show, Invisible Chad. Right. Okay.
They were like, damn, Mr. Principal guy. Because I don't know what he's doing now. I'm trying to fuck him up, get him in little trouble type shit. Assistant Principal guy. He comes on the bus and shit. And he's talking shit to all us, basically.
What were y'all doing?
Man, just fucking wild. I think the bus driver might have had to turn the bus around. Because we used to just be on the bus trip, man.
My God, I hated riding the bus, y'all.
Jumping around. No, riding the bus was the shit.
Shitting me. That's why my mom let me start driving at 13. I hated that damn bus.
I loved riding the school bus. I had no problems with it.
You were cool.
It was a little, sketchy at first. You know what I'm saying? When you'd be like a little kid.
Yeah.
Niggas is getting putting wrestling moves on the back of the bus and shit. It's like, damn, this is like, whoa, what the fuck's going on here? That was me coming. I was just coming from private school. Shit was very chill. You know what I'm saying? Throw me hit the damn pop. These niggas is back here wilding.
Mama, what have you done?
This nigga's putting wrestling moves on niggas on. Yes! On the bus. Yes, exactly. Hold on, I got a call coming in. Let's go. What song are we going? Just go into a song. Oh, yeah. Wait, no motherfucker hung up. But yeah, we got to go into a song anyway. What we getting into next?
Did I do Jagged Edge Walk Out of Heaven? Let's go.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to do that one now.
Yeah, we do Walk Out of Heaven.
The lesson he gave to me, I see everything clearer now. The night is
blankets, blackest it's ever been. Without my girl, I'ma lose it. And I pray that he just sheds his grace on me. I need just to be back with my baby.
Feels like I'm living and throw my life away. Just like a child,
I'm so scared.
Don't know what to do. Get back when you feel like I'm falling out of heaven. Feel like I'm living through my life away. Hey, hey, yeah. Like a child, it's lost that sweat. Don't know what to do. Feel like I just walked right out of heaven.
So my mama told me that if it's meant to be, she'll come back and she'll forgive me. And the best thing I can do is to just let her go. I don't wanna do it. But if I continue to push, she'll just pull away. And I know that in my heart, it's a reality. I didn't treat her like she wanted to be treated. And I hope that she's not alone. Feel like I just walked out of heaven, babe.
If you
feel
like I can't walk.
I feel like I can't
somebody,
talk.
But you know when you're
you in my heart,
somebody,
I just want
let
you back,
me hear
baby.
You say, yeah.
Feel like
yeah,
I just walked out of heaven,
baby.
Baby, yeah, you
feels know. Like I'm damn near throw my life away.
Feel like I'm
just
yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
yeah,
don't know what to do. Get back right with you.
Baby,
feel like I just want to
get back right with you.
Feel like I'm damn near
I wanna
my
spend
away.
My life
hey,
with you.
My child
has
lost that step.
Oh, oh, oh,
don't know what to do. Oh, oh, oh. Feel like
yeah,
I just want
yeah,
feel
yeah,
like I just
want
yeah,
to get back.
Feels like I'm damn near
yeah,
throw
right
my life
now
away.
I don't know, man. Niggas be walking a fine line between Dirty Mac and hating and just fucking playing the game. It's all in the
we
game.
We gotta start breaking these down. You know, our listeners, they need us to explain these theories. We just can't give. It's like in school, you can't just give your theses and not have no supporting sentences. Yeah, I listen, y'all. See, I told y'all, I really do have an English degree. Anywho, my ankle hurts, y'all. It really do. So, like, actually, I think that's more bittery. They just bitter. He's just mad. He fucked up.
Hey, who knows, y'all? R&B music.
All right, let's take it to rap then. Let's go to Ghostface Killah featuring Neo back like that. Okay, I got good questions about this one, bitch.
Damn. Damn, man, we ain't even had to go through it like that. It wasn't really even that big, man. You know, nah, it's all right, though. But anyway, yo, let me get that coat. Let me get those jeans. And let me get that rock on your finger. Oh, stuck? Then I'll take the whole finger then, man. Let me get those bags from Paris. And the puppies are staying.
Come through the block and knowing that me and that nigga ain't friends. Know what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that. Bouncing around with him up in these streets. Knowing that me and that nigga
what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that, no.
Yo, I should just bark on you, burn your car on you, cause I'm too much man to leave a mark on you. Use a bird, you know that. Giving that man 10 points like he about to blow that. He probably did, you swallow his kids. In and out of jail, he a snail, he wasn't wild on bitch. In the summertime, I broke his jaw. Had to do it to him quick, old fashioned in the back of the mall. Me and him had minds forever. Like a poster put him on when he came home and told on Trevor. Had to bang on homie. Ear blocks out and spots, throwing him shots like nigga, you know me. Stop fronting for them niggas out. Sound like you really ride. And you a silly chick, thought you was really live. But I guess I was wrong. I'ma highlight dog and rip his head off. Word of the song.
Come through the block in a brand new band, yeah. Knowing that me and that nigga ain't friends,
right.
And what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that.
Yeah, I'ma work him out.
Bouncing around with him up in these streets,
uh-huh.
Knowing that me and that nigga got beat.
Okay, good.
And what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that. Now.
Yo, I thought we was iller than that. All them kisses and love yous. When Jay came, you hid my packs. It was time a nigga went to war. Vest banged up, standing in the kitchen, yo, holding the floor. Sweating and breathing, bounced out of town for a weekend. Heard you had homie in the passenger seat. And honey, look, I'm a monster, Don. I do monster things, that's why I put your ass under my arm. Fucking with him could bring bodily harm. And where you gonna hide in the streets when the body is gone? If it's one thing I learned that, never trust a female on no scale. You just confirm. Confirm that, bounce to your mama house, pack your shit. I don't care if you crying, use your ruthless chick. Gots to watch you, these eyeballs in my face to spot you. My girl cousins, they gon' rock you.
Come through the block in a brand new Benz, knowing that me and that nigga ain't friends.
Yeah,
what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that.
I'm a good dude,
bouncing around with him up in these streets, knowing that me and that nigga got beat. Yeah, what I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that, no. Shorty, what is you thinking about? Didn't I put you down? Fly as whips, rolling around like, yeah, that's the boss's chick. On the side, I might have had one or two. Two of them silly bras wasn't nothing on you. Rolling with him, trying to get revenge. That shit you just don't do. Come through the block in a brand new band, knowing that me and that nigga ain't. What I did
for
was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that.
Females out there that wanna be
bouncing around with him up in these things,
acting like they did their little revenge, y'all.
That nigga got beat.
Okay. Taking it further than what it really is,
whack,
you know what I mean?
But you don't get a nigga back like that. No,
playing yourself.
Come to the block in a brand new Benz, knowing that me and that nigga ain't friends.
Gone status, girl.
What I did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that.
You have to hold that down.
Word up. Bouncing around with him up in these things.
Theodore Unit.
Okay. I have so many questions. So, would this song, this song has so many levels. So, would it be just regular hate? Would it be bitterness? Would it be bitch assery? Or would it be dirty mackery?
I don't think there's any. This sounds like beef. You know what I'm saying?
This was his angry voice.
Right. The broad damn done got with another nigga he just know he don't like. Tried to get back at him.
But he was snitching on him. Because he snitched on him for snitching on Trevor.
Hey, it's beef. Beef. That's what's going on right there. You know what I'm saying? The bitch done catch herself up in the middle of some beef. Which is not anything that I would ever recommend that anybody do.
Hell no. Well, like the song say, you don't get him back like that. Shit. Better pee in his shampoo bottle.
That's definitely one way to do it. That was, have you seen that movie, what's the shit with, the dude is cheating on, something about Mary, what's her name?
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz is in it. Dude is cheating on Cameron Diaz.
Oh yeah, and then
well,
the
cheating
young
with
girl.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I know.
Cheating on
and the white head, the dog, the big ass people sized dog.
Yeah.
The other woman is what it's called.
The other woman, and he cheating with another chick too. That was a film. All right, film. You know
I rolled at that movie, especially in the end, the one with Nicki Minaj in it, right?
Nicki Minaj is in that movie.
Yeah, I rolled when he hit that damn door. He could get they locked his ass in there.
Right.
I said, ooh.
That shit was funny. That shit was a good movie. But Buddy was getting it the fuck in. I got to go and tell him.
This fool said, yeah, but I was exclusive with her. I never cheated on her, except for with you. I was like, this nigga's crazy. This nigga's crazy. Here, I have the clout.
Well, that ain't what he said. He tried to play it all some kind of way.
Yeah, he tried to say, I can't remember what he said he had, but it was crazy. Y'all need to watch that movie. It's kind of Other Woman.
Oh yeah, the chick told him that she had the clap, so he tried to play it off with the other chick. Everybody was down doing the most.
The most.
He was doing the most.
But you know, that's why I think I'm ready to, you know, hit that guy on him and just chill, settle down. Because let me tell y'all my relationship goals. My relationship goals is to be as strong of a unit as Ply's hat was when he got slammed the other day. Because that shit did not go nowhere. I need somebody that's going to be there for me like Ply's hat was. All I'm saying.
Did his hat not come off?
No.
You saw this on the video? I never seen the version where Plies got up.
I don't think he did.
He had to get up eventually.
Not by himself, though. But when he went over, that hat was still on there. You better hang on.
Oh, yeah. That shit was wild, yo.
Yeah.
What was it that he yelled? Color money.
Yeah, green.
I don't even know what the... That must have been the code word. I don't know. Somebody's name is Color Money.
No, because at the end, it said green. And then that's when he went over.
Huh?
Say, green. Hold on, let me...
Somebody said...
Yeah, they say green.
Somebody says green.
Somebody says green, yo.
Oh, I know.
Heard that shit. Let me... Okay, we go find...
Is that shit related to the slam in some way?
If it's the Color Money, go.
Is that... Green. Red team, go. Blue team, go. Is it like red, that shit?
Green light.
I guess green must be me and go. Buddy took off on his ass, though.
I'm trying to find a video for y'all. So give me like 3.5 seconds. All I know is my security detail would have been in the unemployment line come 6 a.m. the next morning. You hear me?
If you got security and you still end up chest to chest with a motherfucker, why do you have security?
Clearly. I seen a video where he said... He said these clubs about to, I gotta find it again. Somebody clubs gotta do something, cause this is second time he done got slammed in the club. Like, yeah.
Oh, he was counting on the club security to get up there.
I don't know who's security. Hey. I gotta find that damn video for y'all though, cause I was rolling.
I don't know how that security thing worked, but it seemed like Plies is a big enough artist to have like a
his own detail,
an entourage of least. If they not like quote unquote security, they like goons. Y'all is the goons and all of that. I mean, I'm saying. A nigga shouldn't be able to get on the stage and damn suplex your ass.
Hell no. I got regular security when we go out and about. And trust me, you think you gonna slam me? You gonna get slammed before my body hit that ground. Bet that shit. Hey. I might not be the one you want to roll up on.
If I see you chest to chest with a nigga and y'all looking like he about to hit you, I might just come fly from the side with an easy one.
I got some of the best friends ever.
Fly from the side.
You know, I like Izzy.
Take a step back, something. Just know. I'm just be running up on the people now.
I know, bitch, you got my back. Izzy. This dude said something real rude to me. I'll tell you what he said later. He said something real rude to me. I said, I'm about to open palm slap him. I said, oh, shit. Have you seen Ozzy? Hey.
Hey. I'm going to tell you too now. Don't start nothing we can't finish.
You know me.
Because it'll turn from a plan of attack to a plan of escape real quick. And,
we almost move as one. You know I fuck somebody up for you.
Diversionary tactic.
Have I had two in the past?
No, not for you. I don't get into no shit, man. Anybody who got a problem with me, they just got a problem with me. I don't have no problems with nobody.
No, last person I got in a fight for was E. That was the last fight I've been in, actually. I didn't even expect that shit.
I had to fight
with a poetry bitch. Like one of them finger snappers.
You can fight somebody at the poetry spot.
No, we went downstairs and she came down there talking about E was ruining our culture, and the white man's coming in trying to take everything the black man had, and she was knocking on his tables and kind of going like this, and he said, Journey. I was like, what? And then I saw what was going on. I hear this bitch going off. No, Empress ain't got nothing but respect for you. No, Empress ain't got nothing but respect for you. I said, back the hell up. And she ain't back the hell up. And I, you know, I'm going to give you that one warning. All I really have to do is give you one warning.
Then it's tick off.
Yeah. Everybody was like,
tick off.
Everybody never seen me like that. Because I don't be getting puffed up and shit. But, you know, he was my homie. Me and this nigga was damn near besties. So, I definitely ride for my people. I ain't never had to go there for Bishop. But Bishop, no. I will smack a bitch in the face with a tap.
Just don't do no smacking at first. Just like,
no, you know, I'm not gonna do it first.
We might need to develop a signal of some sort or something. But typically, I'm willing to.
It's been 13 years. We ain't had no signal by now. I think y'all know when you about to pop, because I ain't never seen it before. So if you start looking weird, I'm like, oh shit, it's going down. I seen it once. Ain't that crazy? I seen you mad once, but you was super drunk.
When was that?
Oh, we were outside the spot, and that security officer I don't really too much care for, you know, the one to be at all the damn parties.
Yeah.
And we done bumped his a couple times. But he was saying something to you and Calm Dot. Calm was, okay, I knew something was up, because Calm was trying to be the calm one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, no, you was, you're not going to remember. It was many years ago. Listen to who I just
Was we at a show?
Yeah, but we were at the spot.
That's
fine. Yeah, you walk on sidewalk. I don't know if he put his hands on you. I don't know if he said something out the way. Because I was like on this end and you was walking up, and then he kind of, it happened like there in that middle.
I honestly don't remember.
I know, because you was fucked up, I repeat.
Well, typically, even if I'm fucked up, you know, so I be knowing what I'm doing. The fuse might be shorter. The leeway might be less, but typically I'm not going to just be bringing it to nobody. It was something that was
happy drunk. I think he touched you or something.
I'm a very happy drunk. I also have space issues.
I don't like to be touched.
Dude at work was touching me today, and I didn't want to feel like being fucked with today. He was talking about something. He's like, yeah, he was doing it like this. I was like, hey, man. I just had to walk off from that motherfucker, dog.
You ain't in there for 2.5 minutes. You was just in danger.
Word.
I have a personal.
Today is not the day for this shit.
Yesterday wasn't either.
Motherfuckers like the day I come back. Hey, man.
They be really close.
They be heavy handed, smacking me on my back, on my shoulders and shit, man. Fuck it.
Did you see me touch you?
Did I ever touch you? No.
My old boss was like that. And I'm just, every time, you know, you try to be workplace happy, don't be angry black woman.
Yeah.
When people I don't know start touching me, and
they get in your space.
Yeah, you know how I just kind of lean up and stuff. I like, she never caught on. Like, it's not you, it's me.
Word.
Why must you touch my person?
If it get to the point where they like be too close and we almost touch her, I like go ahead and lean all the way into it to like, now I'm gonna make you uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? To let you know, okay, now we literally leaning against one another. Move. Motherfucker, damn.
I don't understand that. Like, personal space is real.
Some people have different, like, comfort levels and zones and all kinds of stuff.
I didn't
like that.
Identify that until I was on the radio in Greensboro, and people would come to me and touch me. And I have to be happy. That's why I was like, yeah, this might not be for me. Because, like, I have issues. I'm working on all my issues. Granted, I'm working on the shit. But, like, if I'm at the movies and it's 99 open seats, we about the only 5 in this movie. Don't come sit in that seat next to me. I'm going to move. And I'm not going to be nice about it. You're going to see me look and then get my shit and move. Probably several rows away.
But I be all in the next seat, you know what I'm saying? You come sit. It's clear I don't want you sitting here, you know what I'm saying? And you know at down AMC you can lift the little shit up.
Yeah.
I be done lift that shit up. I lay it out. These two seats is me. Somebody sitting here?
Yes. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
They getting popcorn.
They'll never come, but that ain't none of your business. I was stood up and I don't want to talk about it. I'm emotional. Yo, let's hit this next song. Oh, I'm gonna take it back. I'm ready. Are you ready? Get in the spaceship with me, bitch. We going back. Was that the way you looked at my spaceship like it was dirty?
I mean, spaceship, we need a time machine if we're going
to... Same thing. I mean, they all do shit that we wish could happen for real.
We actually have actual spacecraft. Time machine, we not yet got there. You know what I'm saying?
Technically, we don't have a spaceship. Yeah, we have a shuttle.
We have spacecraft. Are these spaceships? Definitely not spaceships. But we have spacecraft, and they must build up to the level of a spaceship. Eventually, we're going to have spaceships. You know? That's just what happened.
I think the human race is stupid, and that's why aliens don't talk to us.
That's by and large, that's probably true.
I be deep on the low.
I think there's definitely some truth to that.
I'm just saying. But we don't go back either.
I think they fuck with a certain level of intelligence.
I do too.
They're like, you know, fucking can't even get off the planet for real. They ain't no problem. You know what I'm saying?
I bet the little space places they go ain't even a real space. I bet it's like 99 space planets and shit behind that somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's more to it.
Some old other shit. We probably do. Like an ant nest to them, but think of an ant nest.
Well, I'm not going to tell y'all how
there may well be here. Beings out there that's like... Our whole planet right is an ant nest to this shit.
I really feel like y'all. I really don't view my religious beliefs, but I am more spiritual than I am religious. I say that, but I really do believe like the Creator has put us here, but like we're actors and we're just acting out what was already written. Everything we're doing, we're supposed to do. Does that make sense?
The concept makes sense, definitely. I would disagree respectfully, but...
No, I'm just saying. I just feel like our purpose and our destiny is already pre-written.
What if you don't ever get out of bed in the morning? What if all you do is lay around and smoke
weed? That's what you're supposed to do.
I don't know.
It's not what you're supposed to do, but... In a way, like one day, you might, like that same stoner may evolve and be one of these mega preachers. Like the ones on, like the ones on The Real Preachers of LA. I'm just saying.
He was a stoner and now he's a preacher.
Yeah, like you growing somehow from this experience. Or someone is going to grow from your experience. You may be a stoner, but guess what? You're influencing your nephew, your brother, you know, the nigga next door to not be like you. So you therefore have a purpose on this world. Just saying.
Hey.
This kind of deep, ain't it? I know.
It's definitely one way to think about it. That's predestination.
I can dig it. Anyway, we're going back to Public Announcement, and this is a song called It's About Time. You remember Public Announcement used to be backup singers for R. Kelly? Well, technically, I don't know if they were backup singers or if they were really in a group because, you know, was it R. Kelly and Public Announcement?
It was.
Oh, he hit them niggas with the Eddie Ruffin.
Hey, there was the, it was like the band. Yeah. I mean, it's cool to be in the band.
They were backup singers.
They was backup singers? Well, hey, they was backup singers, you know.
Yeah, they were backup singers. They came to the one mic. Okay. But they tried. I give them an A for F, but they tried. They had about a good 2-3 songs.
They were still Public Announcement?
They were Public Announcement, just no R. Kelly. Hey. This is when this song came out, It's About Time, and they had that yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo, gonna rock your body, baby. Gonna rock your body, gonna rock your body.
We gonna throw this one on the comeback.
Don't be looking at me like that, because I rocked my body and did the dance.
You know damn well where he was last night. It makes no sense. Every day you makes me so mad what he put you through. When I'm the only man that's made for you, why was I sitting back and dry your tears? Just get with me, and I'll erase your fears, girl. It's about time to let him know you have a real man, so he's got to go. Don't just have me in the background.
time for him to leave. With open arms you all will receive. It's about time to let him know that it's about time to let him go.
Girl,
do we live in when side niggas can demand you do something? So Dirty Mac or not for this one, bitch?
Yeah, I got to go with yes. That's definitely Dirty Mackin. The nigga come on the record snitching. You know what he was doing last night.
You know damn well.
You know where he was at. He over there fucking her.
And I got to come over here and watch.
Bitch, I done told you. I got to go get pictures of the nigga too.
Sitting in the bushes waiting on the fuck up.
Hey, that definitely goes down in the Dirty Mac category. But hey, nigga trying hard. These songs be dangerous, bro. You gotta like stop and listen to the words. Cause all the shit this nigga was promising on the back end.
Balloon payment. That's what I want.
I'm gonna be believing that stuff, man. I'm the only man meant for you. Ever. I was made for you.
Said how many niggas.
Hey, I don't know, yo. Maybe once upon a time, Bishop believed such things. But in today's day and age, nah, man. I think people can definitely get along well. But to be like, yo, this person was made for me. I don't know.
You know what? I just thought of what you said. You don't think it's one out there perfect for you, bitch?
One perfect? Fuck no. No. Absolutely it ain't no one perfect.
Almost perfect.
80-20 is the best you're gonna do.
Well, ain't that better than being alone, I suppose?
I mean,
80-20 is not that bad.
80-20 not that bad. You got to find that correct mix of the 80 and the 20 that works for you. And you got to be the correct mix back that works for them. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of mixture right there. You got to do chemistry.
I don't know if I'm getting into anybody's 80. I don't know if I'm 80 of anything for anybody. I'm cool guy. You know what I'm saying?
But shit. You are 80. Don't even play yourself like that.
Depending.
If you wasn't my best friend, if you was somebody, what the fuck ever. You and my best friend, and you was somebody standing beside you talking about my best friend, I swear I would smack you in your throat just then.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. I don't even give a damn. You talk about yourself. Don't talk about my friend like that. You are 80. Shit.
Maybe. Nobody's perfect. I'm sure I'm somebody's 80 somewhere.
Me and Gigi talked about you. What was it? Yesterday, day before.
Well,
he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand a lot of things, but he don't understand why you still single. He say, "Bishop, cool."
I'm definitely cool. That's we can talk about that. Anybody who really wants to ask, I'll tell you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, my brother, he's just so concerned. Like, I like Bishop. I'm just saying, he cool. Why do you bitches acting up? I say, Gigi, I don't know.
I mean, you know, I'm not perfect. I got my ways. I got my things that I do too. It's just not bitches acting up. It's not that.
I think I've already picked the person that I can deal with the 80-20 with for the most part. It's probably more like 70-30. But we cool. We got a nice little understanding, I suppose. Like, I tell them all the time, like, look. About 2 years, we're gonna go ahead and simmer down. In about two years, 2-3 years, you gonna put a ring on it.
You gonna put a ring on
it. Oh, yeah, he laughing me all the damn time. Hey. You gonna put a ring on it.
He think you joking, I'm telling you now.
But he don't.
You think you joking.
but he don't.
He don't know you're serious.
Oh, I'm dead eyes. He knows I'm dead eyes.
He know now if he didn't know before.
Oh, he definitely listens to the show.
Woo!
I already told him.
Excuse me.
I'm your unicorn.
Corrupt.
Fuck the bullshit. You a unicorn. You know how I mean? You a unicorn, bitch. You know how I mean? Unicorn. It's hard to find a unicorn with a unicorn. I'm just saying. We're unicorns.
The unicorn.
We are. We mythical creatures.
The mythical animal.
We are. Think about it. We are over a particular age.
Man, I ain't going to put that on me.
With no kids.
I'm definitely that.
No kids. Stable employment.
I do have relatively stable employment.
Own car, own house.
I do have that as well.
I'm just saying, how many people our age got these things to themselves? It's not too many. Not too many people got their shit together. It's like, you can't be on the same level. Like, our level.
You gotta be equally yoked.
Yeah. Like, our level is like Slim Pickens out this bitch, you know? You kind of got to go down a little, like, oh,
Slam
shit.
Packings. I don't know, though. I don't look at myself as, like, you know.
Maybe that's the damn problem,
I think people prioritize. People are into different things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And typically, if somebody has a child, they, like, start going that parent lane. And they got to. That's what they're supposed to do.
Hmm.
And I could go this other way. I don't got no kids, so I can hang on.
That would make you a unicorn.
Save money. Spend money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I travel a lot. Why? I can pick up and travel because I ain't got no kids.
Definitely. It definitely matters, you know what
I'm
saying?
It does matter.
The unicorn, the mythical animal. But I'm not
mythical.
I exist. I'm here.
Not really.
So,
you're a black man. Your record is clean. I'm just saying. You are a mythical creature, bitch. You're unique. You're precious. You're rare. You're a four-leaf clover.
I may well be unique, but I would not say that I'm particularly special.
Damn it. I'm a unicorn.
Because
I'm a female with these things.
The female unicorn.
I am a female. I got degrees, no STDs, no kids, my own shit. Don't ask you for shit. Can buy my own shit.
I got my own
do
shit.
Do my own shit. Handle my own shit, but still be a southern lady and make sure my man know he a man. Pow.
That's why
I say, you find another unicorn, you better grab that motherfucker tight. Like, hey, it's
I don't know if I want no unicorn. That's just
you don't want nobody like you.
I mean, I need somebody that's gonna be relatively like me, but I don't need nobody definitely doing the same shit I'm doing. Be gone like I be gone. I scheduled that should have never matched up. That should have never worked.
But when you're single and you don't have any other major priorities like that, you can make it match up. That's easy. One day, hey, yo, you want to go to the beach? All right, cool. Me and my ex-husband, like, in the beginning, shit.
Jump up and go to the beach?
He be like, yo, get in the car. Where we going? Beach. Cool. Where are my clothes? Trunk. All right.
Go out to the beach from Charlotte.
Yeah, just go out for the weekend.
That's just going. I mean, that's like going to Charleston.
Well, you got to understand where he coming from, too. So he needed to see the world.
Word. Ready to see some water.
Yeah, he need to touch the water. He need to know he was free. Hey. And that's they had given Darby a suck. All right. Did we do Trey Songz?
We did do Trey Songz.
Okay, we did Trey Songz. Let's go to LaToya Luckett. She's formerly of the group Destiny's Child. She was an original Destiny's Child. And she had a song called She Don't. If this is ain't, let me tell y'all, let me find out yesterday's bitch trying to call me a sidekick. Me and that bitch would be boxing.
Yesterday's
bitch talk about what y'all did yesterday, but clearly today is a new day.
Hey,
so what do you think, Dirty Mac or not?
I think so.
I think she was hating.
There's definitely some hate in there.
She was hating real properly. Oh, Okay, so we gonna go. Yeah, she's officially a dirty Mac. I'm gonna have to start posting these people pictures up, let y'all know they are guilty of dirty Mackery.
Dirty Mackin.
Ooh, we gonna put on Joe. All the things yo man won't do. Ain't it just in the title?
Yeah, I think maybe no other way to go with that one, Joe. It depends on what he's doing. Hey, but I don't know. We might be eating booty. Hey, whatever is your flavor.
You said you need someone to be there for you, to love you all night long. It's kind of funny, but I don't think you have to look no further, because I'm right here. Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold. Treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure I'd give the world to make you mine. String of pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of jet black sand. Outside in the rain, we can do it all night. I'll touch all the places he would not, and some never knew would get you hot. Nothing is forbidden when we touch. Can see. I hear you got your own lockdown, but I got the master key. Yeah. I'll light a thousand candles all around. Show me to the subway, I'll go down. Nothing can be sweeter than the sound of making love. Baby, when I start, I just can't stop. I'll love you from the bottom.
sex machine. I won't stop until I hear your mother scream. I wanna do
he doing is really talking about making
that's classic love. Dirty Macri. He said all that shit he ain't doing, I'm gonna do all of that.
I'm just saying
all of it. He ain't even know what the nigga ain't doing. He committing himself to all of it. Trying to tell you.
Oh, you know what, I'm missing my number one Dirty Mac song. So we're gonna throw on The Truth from B Major. You gotta listen to this. This one a whole damn story build up. This go deep. This some deep shit.
Yeah. The truth is that your girl really loves me. Nails scratching all on my back when she hugs me. I will let you know, but it would get ugly. Jealousy burning in your eyes when she touched me. Tells me your secrets, begs me to keep them. Calls when you're leaving, asking me to creep in. You would not believe it, I really don't either. She knows that we're brothers, why she wanna come between us? Oh, I think you should know. Never happened. Wish I could rewind, wish that I could take it back. And red lipstick, places you cannot imagine. Cell phone buzzing on the dresser, she ain't answer. Knew it was a mistake, we just couldn't think straight. I left the club mad late, pulled in the valet. She was at the bar, sipping with her homegirls. And when she winked at me, I forgot that it was your girl. Oh, I think you should know. Say this. The truth is that I know that this is gonna sound crazy. Kept it from you so long, now I can't take it. So I understand as a man if you hate me. You see, we got a problem, yeah, a little problem. See, when I hooked up with your girl, we never bothered to reach for protection. We made an exception, so we made love, no glove in the Westin. So the morning after, got the morning after. First you took the first pill, told me how she really feels. She wanna have my babies, she think I'm the one. That boy that you think is yours may not be your son.
Slow song got me in my bedroom voice.
Yeah, really? What's going on over there?
Oh, it's like I'm a part of this situation now. So this might not be
dope. You came back like you tried to fix it, Jesus.
I am.
Because you put your Yana voice on, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to.
All right, now, sweetheart.
I'm trying to bring these two brothers back together. Did you not hear this song? We gonna fix it.
I mean, that ain't Dirty Mackin, but he kept a gangster with a nigga.
I'm saying though, but is this the aftermath of Dirty Mackin? Because he met this girl.
I mean, niggas going back to your girl.
But it was his brother's girl.
That's his brother?
Yes. He said his nephew may be his son.
Ooh. Oh, that's what he said when he realized, when she went, he didn't realize it was his girl. I mean, he dirty, the bitch dirty. It's not even to have a dirty ass kid. Fuck both of them. You know what I'm saying? That shit right there is shiesty and father's.
It's shiesty as shit, yo. So if that happened to you and your brother, what would you do? Would you ever talk to him again? Sorry, Juice.
I'd have talked to him, man. That's my brother and shit, man. But shh.
But you, the child you thought was your son is really your nephew. Like, how fucked up would that be?
That should be very fucked up.
Oh my god! And then you still gotta see the chick. Oh my god!
Oh man, I wouldn't even be tripping on that part of it.
But she's still around with her nasty ass.
Only time I would have to see her is with them
at Thanksgiving, Christmas. <you know? laughs>
She ain't gonna do that to be welcome back up in our shit.
I know. Your mama probably. Yeah. I can only see your mama in a situation like that.
That's just gonna be uncomfortable. Somebody gonna have something to say.
and very loudly. Look, and very loudly like that. You would not feel comfortable. I'm just saying. I did nothing at all and I got quizzed, so I can only imagine how the bishops would treat Jezebel.
I would hope that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. I ain't got no sisters.
Not because who I am, but because who these other people are.
Exactly. Like, how can you betray somebody like that? That's with your dirty ass.
Word.
I'm just saying. Alright, we got one more before we close out the show. I think I killed everything. We got one more before we close out the show. We're going to do Paula Deander Walk Away.
You forgot about Mario?
I did! We're going to do... No! Forget her! We do her later. We're going to do Mario. I've been trying to get through this Let Me Love You for a long time now, y'all. But y'all know I got that problem, that ADD. We'll get it together.
Got that ad.
I got that ad problem.
Don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
Type of woman,
deserve good fame,
fist full of diamonds,
head full of rain,
baby you're a star,
I just wanna show you you are, you should let me love you, let me be the one to give you everything you want and need, a baby good love and protection, make me your selection, show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you, yeah. Listen, your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99 and it's a shame, don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good things.
Fist full of diamonds,
a handful of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You deserve it.
Baby, we need you, it's whatever, girl. Hey, so can we make this thing
Little do y'all know, this is Bishop Shit.
Oh, this that track right here, bro.
So is the Dirty Mackin that you drove into over there?
Damn, in a way.
In a way, that whole first verse.
How you start off is definitely Dirty Mackin. But maybe it's not, because boom. Say like, they cool. She's obviously told him this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know. He been hearing this shit over and over again at this point, you know. So it's like, do you enjoy it? You like this shit or damn? Because I done been in a situation where chickens come and tell you some shit over and again, and all kind of shit happening and this and that. And I'm like, you must like that shit because you still fucking with that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't like that shit, you would fuck with something else.
Not really. Sometimes relationships is hard to get out of.
I mean, I guess that's true as well.
You said. Take it from somebody, it took forever to get out. I was unhappy way before I got out.
Oh, man.
Sadly, I was unhappy. I stopped talking to him like 6 months.
I'm gonna tell you. If you're unhappy, say something.
Go leave immediately.
Not even leave immediately, but let it be known that you're not happy. That way, like, you know, the person operating off where they know you ain't happy. And
motherfucking
new. And on top of that, it's something that they can do to, like, improve it. If leaving is, like, the only thing that's gonna fix it, then you should leave. But
well, you see, I'm still single.
Hey, I mean, hey.
I got only one ring on this finger, and it ain't on that finger. It's on that cute middle one.
I don't got no rings on these fingers. I don't got no.
Normally, I have a ring
watches,
on every finger.
Bracelets, jewelries.
I got bracelets and jewelry on because I paid $15 for my Buddha bracelet, and I love it.
I wish I liked jewelry, though, but I don't.
I love my bracelet. You know, my aunt says Tiger's Eye.
Tiger's Eye.
It's good. It's a good aura. Good.
Oh.
Karmetic aura.
Karmetic aura, huh? It's
supposed to attract money to you.
Hey, yeah. Let me know what they call it again.
Tiger's Eye.
Tiger's Eye.
Yeah, it's this little brown bee right here.
Oh, it's a bee. I thought you just talked about the eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
Because I definitely got the eye of the eye.
And on that note.
To the tiger.
Let's put on that Paul.
I don't even remember
how this song sounds. There I go picking shit again.
9 times of 10, they're Dirty Mackie. You know what I'm saying?
I know this last one is, but we gotta give them. We gotta give him the prestigious spot, though. You know, we always get that one good Dirty Mac song. But hey, we gotta give it to him because he's a friend of the show too. But he's a Dirty Mac.
I'm gonna remember you. You're gonna remember me. I'm gonna remember you. You're gonna remember me. Saw you with your new girl just yesterday, and I feel that I must confess, even though it kills me to have to say, I'll admit that I was impressed. Physically just short of perfection, gotta commend you on your selection. Though I know I shouldn't be concerned, in the back of my mind I can't help but question, does she rub your feet when you've had a long day? Scratch your stand when you take out your does day? She know that you like to play PS2 till 6 in the morning like I do? Myself not to be afraid to move on, but it seems I can't. Though a new man has given me attention, it ain't the same as your affection. Though I know I should be content, in the back of my mind I can't help but question, does he kiss me on the forehead?
down to their last show song. Not that I don't love this quality time with my bestie, but a bitch is tired. And I don't think I ate today. So we need to go ahead and correct these wrongs. But not before we go ahead and put on the number one Dirty Mac song. I believe you can agree to disagree if need be. Positive K, I Got a Man.
Of all time.
He a super dirty
man. Man, I can't definitely believe this. The same shit happened to the same guy twice.
Hey yo, sweetie, you're looking kinda pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rough city?
I'm just here trying to have my own way.
Yeah, I think I like how that sounds. What you say we get to know each other better?
That sounds good, but I don't think that I can catch ya.
I don't know, tell me, is it so? Do you get a kick out of telling brothers no?
No, it's not that, so you don't understand. I said I put it, I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I told ya.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I'm not one of those girls that go whipping around.
I'm not a duck, baby, so don't play me like a clown.
I'll admit, I like how you kick it.
Now you're talking, baby, that's the ticket.
Now don't get excited.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
Now you can persist and play down one all night, but ain't nothing gonna change.
Yeah, baby, sure, you're right. I'ma break it down and do whatever I got to do. I'll tell you now, I got eyes for you.
You got eyes, but they're not for me. You better use them for what they're for, and that's to see.
You know what's the problem? Youngest of learning. I'm Big Daddy Long stroking your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Why you cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay, you see if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that. What am I? Some grabbing mate that just came home from jail sweating you for a date. I don't want no beef, I just want to get together.
Now you talking? Psh, whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is an excuse me, miss. You can't beat a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
And tell you that I care.
My man says the same, except he's sincere.
Well, I'm clean cut and dapper, that's what I'm about.
My man buys me things and he takes me out.
Well, you can keep your man, cause I don't go that route.
Yeah. Lord, you know you have to respect me.
There's a lot of girls out there who won't say no.
You have to mind me with your DJ money.
Boom, batter, my pockets getting fatter. I wanna turn you on and excite you. Let me know the spot on your body and I'll bite you. So when your man treat you like it used to, I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put up and down, no preservatives and additives. I told you I treat you right.
That nigga was relentless.
Very relentless. Borderline stalkery.
He be on thirst, does he not?
If I tell your ass once, I'm not going to have this. I believe that she did real good in her politivity to continue to conduct this conversation. Because after I tell you once, I'm walking away. If you choose to wallow, that's when I'm going to kick you in your throat. Yeah. My little lady do get up that high. Please do not sleep on me. And if not, I kick you in the back of your knees and then make you fall. And then when you go down, step on your throat. That's how it goes.
Back of the knees.
I'm a thug. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Get on that level.
Tom.
And I know I said that was the last one, but I got to put on one more. But we're going to go ahead and close out and let that shit run out. Your Play Stores as well as the BangNat app. That's BangNat. And make sure you follow us on all your major social networks as well, at the BangNat Show, at BangNat Radio. And of course, you can find me all over your worldwide web. Empress Journey to Ease. No, why were you at KB?
Yeah, man. At Heavy Mixer.
How I do all that radio talking? You just come in all smooth and stuff.
That's what I do. I'm a smooth guy. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You are smooth. Very debonair.
Debonair.
But before we leave, yo, you going to tell us prior to us going into this one, if this one is indeed a Dirty Mac. We're going to roll out with Moni Love, Moni in the Middle.
Where she at?
In the middle.
The middle.